Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hey, hello, welcome to it. It is Monday the 13th of July and these are some of your top stories from around the continent. In Tunisia, the government has asked four countries to delay debt repayments as it announced more pessimistic economic and budget forecasts for 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. Investment Minister Slim Azabi says the government is negotiating with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, France and Italy to push back the payments. Tunisia also hopes to arrange a new deal within 4 months with the International Monetary Fund. In Nigeria, the central bank told lenders to stop processing documents for maize imports into the West African country with immediate effect. The Nigerian central bank wants to support the increase in local production, stimulate the economy, and also safeguard rural livelihoods lost as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo's central bank kept its 2020 economic growth forecast unchanged. The bank believes the economy shrank by 2.4% because of uncertainty over the COVID-19 pandemic. And in South Africa, the stock market benchmark was firmer as investors wait to see the effect of COVID-19 on U.S. companies in the second quarter as earnings season begins this week. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange gained 1.4% to finish off at 56,199 points. The local currency, the Rand, had its fourth session of gains as recent positive economic data fueled hope that the global economy will soon recover. Thank you so much for joining us and listening to this latest bulletin. We hope you told your friends about us. If not, please do so and remember to subscribe and share the good news about the podcast. It really makes it easier for other people to find us on the podcast world. Thank you, cheers, enjoy your day, chat again tomorrow.